This is the PJ and Jim in the Morning Catch Up Podcast. Catch PJ and Jim live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on Classic Hits.
Yeah, you got the love. Source starting us off here on this Thursday morning, October the 10th. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim.
Holy smoke. Too much of everything is flying past us.
It is.
As we speak and look at it.
Age.
10 days into October. It was like September yesterday morning. It doesn't make a lick of sense.
It's crazy. What is going on in the world, PJ?
Elfil has gone eld, I suppose.
That's what's wrong.
Yeah, I think so.
Literally, we're aging before our own very eyes.
Shockingly ridiculous. Shockingly ridiculous.
Right, anyway, it is Thursday, Friday's Eve. Hopefully you're in good form. Looking forward to the weekend. 087-188-0008. Whatever's going on for you, hopefully, as I say, you're feeling good. Whatever. It's not a bad El morning out there.
No, it's lovely out, actually.
Yeah,
it's not cold. That's all. I don't care about anything. As long as it's not cold, I don't give a riddler.
Do you still think there's a bit more traffic than there was? Remember you came in the other day, you were saying a bit more traffic.
I didn't really notice any
hoovering around. I don't know, it seems weirder.
I don't know. I didn't notice any this morning.
No?
I noticed you this morning, that was all.
Yeah.
That was it. You were the only traffic I saw this morning. Literally you.
I just wanted to make sure you noticed me, that's all.
Yeah, yeah. So I suppose I did notice one extra car.
Well, there you go. That's a start at least, isn't it?
Yeah, you must have had a lie in today, did you?
No, that's why I was kind of saying about the traffic. I know it sounds weird, but it actually felt like it took me longer to get here today.
You were just up late. You must have got out of bed.
Actually, Joe, it is. I think it's actually kind of your fault. I'll tell you why in just a second.
What are you on about?
Yeah, Cutting Crew, I Just Died in Your Arms here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim, 13 minutes past 6. The reason I was saying it's kind of might be partially your fault, right, that I'm drifting a bit later, is that you have me hooked on that podcast you recommended.
Oh, the West Cork.
Yeah.
Oh, it's fantastic.
And now kind of where once upon a time.
Oh, it's fantastic.
I'd have been driving in and I'd be like, hurry up.
Yeah.
Now I don't really care.
No, that's one of the great things about podcasts and audiobooks is like it slows you down because you don't want to get out of the car.
Yeah.
You enjoying it? How many episodes in are you now?
4 episodes in.
Very good, isn't it?
Yeah.
Very, very good.
Really well put together.
Well made.
I mentioned it when you told me about it or whatever, I mentioned it to Mike and he'd already heard it.
Yeah.
And he says he thinks it may be the best podcast he's ever heard.
Evil Has a Name is just as good.
It's
American, but it's just as good, if not better.
Wow.
Yeah, it's fantastic. Yeah. Oh, yeah, Amazon are doing some brilliant to the podcasts.
It's really, really good.
They're not free. That's the only problem. You have to subscribe to Amazon.
Rejoining Audible.
Yeah, yeah.
It was really good.
Anyway, oh, so very, very
that's
good.
That's how indirectly... Me being a bit later might be your fault.
Oh, yeah, that's all right. I'll take that. That's a really good reason to be messing with someone's life, to be giving them the gift of podcasts. Yeah.
Exactly. Right, birthdays for you then. Let's start with this bloke.
Hello.
Phil.
Hello.
Chris Tarrant, good evening.
Not me, Chris Tarrant.
No. No, I'm actually Rory Brenner. Yes, the Chris Tarrant, Phil. Are you the Phil?
I am the Phil.
Yeah, the Chris Tarrant is celebrating his birthday today.
Oh, I'm glad you said him, because it would have been really hard if it was Phil.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'd never have guessed his birthday.
How old is Phil?
Dude,
one-time contestant. Well, he wasn't even a contestant. He was a phone-a-friend.
Chris Tarrant, I will say he's been around for so long, and he's always been really solid on telly.
Right.
Solid. He's all his blooper TV shows and all. Do you remember all them and his ads? He
and
used
Tiswaz,
to show the funny ads from.
I never got to watch Tiswaz.
No, I never watched Tiswaz.
Wasn't really,
on my radar.
It wasn't part of my... kids program.
There was better stuff out there. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Tiswaz was the whole anarchic pie in the face stuff, wasn't it?
Which I do love. Well, I love all that carry on.
I would have thought that when set Noel, you on the path.
When Noel Edmonds got into it, yeah, Mr. Blobby is my hero, really. He's my comedy idol. He is as well.
Brilliant.
I've never laughed as much at anything as happens, Mr. Blobby. It's absolutely different.
It is funny.
Anyone that
to be fairly honest with you, anybody in a fat suit is kind of funny.
Well, Mr. Bobby's not a suit.
No, of course, you're right. Sorry.
What are you talking about?
Yeah.
Like, you can dress up as him, yeah.
I almost let that slip there.
Mr. Blobby,
I don't think he noticed, though, so don't say anything.
Unbelievable, yeah.
Yeah,
you mean you saw someone dressed
up? Mr. Blobby, when he came from Blobbyland, he was amazing.
Blobbyland? Doesn't even remember the
Crinkly
name.
Bottom.
Yeah, Crinkly Bottom is where he's from.
Well, he lived in Crinkly Bottom.
Yeah.
He may not have been born there. Have you ever seen Mr. Blobby's passport?
Do you know anything about history? None at all. You should have stood it in school. You never did it for your leaving, obviously. Right, I'm going to say that Chris Tarrant then... God, he could be in his 70s now.
Yeah, you know he had a stroke on an aeroplane.
No.
Yeah. Like, it was a bit of a touch-and-go, Jobby.
Set radio host touch and go, Blobby, 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 Blobby.
Chris Tarrant is...
71.
Not bad. 73.
Raw fat. Right, okay.
Not bad. Right, onto the footy. Arsenal legend, Tony Adams.
Tony Adams. Yeah, he's... what a gas, man. What a real character. One of the last of the characters of football. There's none anymore.
Absolutely.
Not really.
A proper, full-blown, self-confessed alcoholic and gambling addict.
I know. You see, this is the problem, though, isn't it? When people like me call him a great character, and the problem is he's a man with terrible problems.
But in fairness to him, I mean, he set up that Sporting Chance charity for, you know, all of the other alcoholic gamblings. Thing,
yeah, well, there's a lot of addiction being the terrible thing that it is. It's just Tony Adams has this big outgoing personality with the whole thing.
Yeah.
And an amazing ability to laugh at himself as well. Didn't he write a book? Did you ever read his book?
No. Is it any good?
I never read it either. But I heard it's brilliant. If it comes out in Audible, I'll give it a shout. You'll never see me in the morning. I'll never get out of the car.
There's that famous video as well. We were watching it yesterday of when he took over as the coach of Granada in the La Liga. And he was trying to, he was doing like this training drill.
His drill.
And then it just turned into the weirdest sort of
dance.
Dad dancing you ever saw in your life.
It's like you can hear the music nearly. Na, 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 na. Right, I'm going to say Tony Adams is like 53.
Yes!
Yeah!
Well done. Stuff.
Right, there's
well
one
done.
In the bag.
We're on the road. Right, what about this guy? You'll know this guy. Lead singer of Van Halen, Dave Lee Roth.
Oh, I used to love David Lee Roth. What a daft individual.
Yeah.
He's so over the top. He's the proper glam rock 80s superstar.
With his, maybe more though.
Spandex.
Yeah. The mad spandex
bits
trousers.
Bits of tight hanging over his hair.
Yeah.
You know all that carry on, the big runners and socks up to his knees. Oh my God, I was so into that look. What I wouldn't have done to have been able to dress like that. I would have loved it.
In Merino.
Rocking around Merino.
In the 80s.
Well, yeah, walking up to the Clontarf Promenade with the wind in my hair. I'd be like, yeah, man. This is the job.
Absolutely.
See, oh, he released then. He got real daft then. I think he knew he was a parody of himself.
Yeah.
Because he did Just the Gigolo on California Girls.
Yeah, I never thought he took himself that seriously anyway. He wasn't like your average kind of, you know. He seemed to be laughing all the time, is all I'm saying.
I know.
He didn't seem like your average kind of serious rock head.
Oh, if I could have another life, that'd be the life I'd want.
That of David Lee Roth.
Oh, swanning around like a lunatic. Imagine walking into a butcher's dressed like him or something. It must be the life.
Right, how old is Dave Lee Roth?
He's not a young man anymore. 62.
Not bad, 65.
Oh, right,
65,
okay.
Not bad at all. Actually, I was going to say similar. Not similar at all, to be perfectly honest with you. But anyway, mid-year.
Oh, yeah, no, he's not similar at all. He's much more serious. He was a real serious musician,
yeah. He actually is kind of, he's a bit that sort of, you know, like, I'm actually a poet.
Yeah.
I'm a poet, but I express it through the modern expression of music.
I express it through the person who doesn't get the credit for Live Aid. Yeah. That's what because he was right there.
Yeah. Actually, to be fair, he played Forever Young and he was brilliant. He was properly brilliant.
Yeah. I would be sick if I was him now that Bob Geldof gets all the Live Aid Band-Aid thing. When it was 50-50 him. He did all the work as well.
Oh, yeah.
Just Bob Geldof was the fella that talked like that when it was necessary on the cameras.
Yeah.
Whereas Midgeor tried to take a backseat.
Midgeor has a great connection with Ireland, though, over the years.
Really?
You know what I mean? Just through the whole music thing and musicians and all that. He actually did a cover version of The Boys Are Back in Town on at Forever Young.
It's probably more Irish. Probably more Irish than Bob Geldof, because seeing as though he sold us out completely. Didn't he? He literally couldn't. He's marching around to Queenie's drum like there's no tomorrow. He can't stop him. He's out of control.
He's on a roll.
I don't want the freedom of Dublin. Just give it to anybody. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'll take one of those nice ones though if it's gone. Right, I'm going to say that Midgeor is 61.
66.
Fart.
Right, now you can have a choice then for your last ones, right? Because they're sort of a much... It's hard to know where you'd pin your colours on this, right? You can have... You're into the old Formula One. Murray Walker is celebrating his birthday
Murray
today.
Murray Walker.
There was Nicholas Parsons. Remember Sail of the Century?
I do, sure. I went to see him in Edinburgh a couple of times. Nicholas Parsons. Yeah.
Well, you went to see him.
Yeah, up until last year he was still doing a show. Believe it or not.
Stand up.
No, he interviews people on stage.
Oh, right.
Yeah, he does, like, before there was podcasts, he started doing this as a live show, before there was such a thing as a podcast.
Brilliant.
And he's still been doing it
ever since. So he's a trendsetter.
Yeah, very much so.
Right, you can have him, or you can have Angus McGreena.
Ah, we'll go with Angus McGreena, will we, because there's nothing better than someone that makes a mistake when they're broadcasting. I think it's the height of professionalism.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Another one of your idols, him and Mr. Blobby.
Him and Mr. Blobby, yeah. You know what I mean? Because I have things in common with them.
That must be one of the most viral videos there was in Ireland for a while. Really, him getting caught out doing his makeup on telly.
The camera goes live. What? That's all he said. 2 seconds. I'm just one looking straight ahead, followed by, what? It was such a lovely video. Such a lovely RTE moment. Oh, God. That was great crack. Right, I'm going to say he's like... Oh, God, this is hard.
Yeah, now he's ex. It says ex-newsreader.
I know,
so he's always...
He never seemed old to me.
No, exactly.
55.
Yeah!
Ah!
Well, look,
good
now,
on you, Angus.
Now that you got two, you're going to have a stab at him.
Nicholas Parsons.
Yeah, because it's a chance to get three.
Right, he's not a young man.
I won't bother with the dramatic music. So you can choose... I'll tell you, in fact, you can actually go for both at the same time because they're both the same age.
Right.
Both Nicholas Parsons and Murray Walker are exactly the same age today.
Flipping hell.
Yeah. Do you want the dramatic music?
Leave me alone. I don't want
to put too much
pressure
on
you. You're always wrecking things with that. Never goes well when you put that on.
I'm always wrecking things.
Nicholas Parsons is 83 years old.
They're both 96. Well done. Yeah, Lionel Richie dancing on the ceiling. Madonna, Ray of Light was your Get Up and Go song this morning. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Thanks for hanging out with us. What time is it?
43 minutes past six. There's
well
a weird
done.
Way of putting it now.
Well done. Almost 44 minutes past six.
Almost quarter to seven.
I might let you do that. I might let you do the time for the rest of the morning.
Yeah.
In your own inimitable way. You know, you can do things like... It's an hour and a half before 8 o'clock, or an hour and a quarter before 8 o'clock.
It's 12 hours before a quarter to 7 p.m.
Yeah, I like it.
For sure. Yeah, definitely. I'll take that role. I'll take that job if you want to give it to me.
That'll be your new gig. We should get a jingle that says, what time is it? And then you can come in and do your sort of, it's a couple of days before Saturday.
True. It's very true. I mean, there's no inaccuracy there.
Exactly. Anyway, listen, folks, hopefully you're in good form. 087-188-0008 if you want to give us a quick WhatsApp. Just especially for Margaret in Fermoy. She was wondering about the name of the podcast that PJ recommended to me. It's called West Cork, and it's the whole saga surrounding the Sophie Toscan-Duplantier story.
It's a fantastic podcast.
It's just brilliantly done. It's two British journalists, isn't it?
Yeah. But jeepers,
they're a husband and wife team, I think, are they?
I don't know.
I don't know.
Jeepers, I doubt it. I can't imagine anyone married that could spend that much time together. But maybe,
fair point.
Maybe, yeah.
But it's really, really good. I've become addicted to it. Mike listened to it as well. Reckons it's one of the best he's ever
heard. It's absolutely brilliant. If that's your thing.
Yeah. So it's called West Cork, but it's only available on Audible, is it?
Yeah, it's only on Audible. Audible are doing all these podcasts now. They're doing great stuff. But you have to subscribe. It's not like iTunes where you can just sort of get an account and run away with it for free. You have
Spotify
to pay.
Have free podcasts as well. You know what I was listening to a few times? Eamon Dunphy's one, The Stand.
Yeah, that's
he had a good one. I need a good one about the Stardust the other day.
You were saying, have
journalist
to listen to
that. That's been covering it from the start.
Have to listen to that, yeah.
And you were saying The Journal are bringing out a podcast about the Stardust as well.
They're bringing out a series on it, yeah. It looks like a four or a six part series all about Stardust. Because now there's been a big turnover. They're finally going to get their day. Well, yeah. I won't say in court, I don't know. But the inquiry has been opened, so hopefully they do get it. They've been long enough waiting
Nearly
for it. They
40
it.
Years.
Yeah, a certain crooked politician around our parts shut the whole thing down after lies and...
Shenanigans.
Yeah, won't name him. But you know who he might sound like, you know. So there you go. So they're getting their day,
and I really wish
them the best.
Hoodwinkery here, but having said that, Shirley and Cove, it's a very, very good idea. Somebody says, download the free Audible trial. While you want to listen to West Cork.
And then open a new email account. Do it again.
And there we were just talking about crooked people, eh?
Yeah.
Oh my God. Who'd have thunk it? Thunkers. Anyway, listen, what have we got for you today? Loads on the old breakfast menu today. We've more chances for you to win David Gray tickets, the David Gray gig, April next year in the Three Arena. I still didn't establish when tickets officially go on sale for that, but who cares? Win them instead, it's easier. You can win them with us today. We'll have another pair up for grabs. We'll tell you how you can win very shortly. Also, of course, the regulars are there, the hit bits on the way in about an hour. Breakfast table quiz is up to, what is it?
Is 880 quid.
No, the breakfast table quiz.
Yes.
So, 880
and we're giving away gourmet
beat.
Food parlours.
So only 880 to beat on the breakfast table quiz, is it?
Yeah. That'll do.
Yeah, in 60 seconds.
Oh, God.
I didn't get that right. Is it 11?
11 is the score to beat, yeah.
Right, okay. So 11 is what you're trying to beat on the breakfast table quiz. And it is, as PJ said, cracking prize. Gourmet food parlour giving you a Christmas party of your choice for up to 6 guests. You can turn it into a little daytime soiree or into an evening soiree.
Yeah. I prefer.
I couldn't think of another word other than soirees.
Because that's what we do. We have is soirees.
We're constantly having
we soirees. We never go to lunch around here. We just go for another soiree. Would you like your midday soiree, sir?
Yeah,
yes,
yeah.
Thank you very much, please.
Are you going for a coffee soiree, PJ?
Indeed.
Don't mind if I do, James.
Might even have a drop of milk today, James. Let's not get too carried away.
Right, so that's on the go. And, of course, we're getting very close to handing out our 2 grand courtesy of Flavins. Don't forget about that today. That's pretty cool. Actually, today is World Porridge Day. You know the way this is National Porridge Week here?
It has a week and a day.
Today is World Porridge Day.
You're ripping the you're taking the mickey out of the porridge.
And they're doing all this thing about, you know, what sort of people in foreign lands sticking their porridge. You know, like...
You like their hands and all.
No.
They use it as something as a healing thing.
Like cinnamon and other things, you know what I mean? Or whatever.
I was hoping you'd go there. Imagine.
What people stick in their porridge. And you immediately had to go filthy on it.
I didn't go filthy, I said the hands.
I could see what was going on behind your eyes, right? I could see behind your eyes what
you're just thinking of going to some dirty soiree for your lunchtime. That's all you're thinking.
Anyway, your chance to bring a loved one home from overseas, courtesy of Flavins. We'll tell you more about that a bit later on as well. Yeah, that's what it's called, The Power of Love, from Huey Lewis and the News. Here at Classic Hits, 11 minutes past 7. Thanks for waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Good to have you along on this Thursday. Friday's Eve, 10th of October. And as always, 087-188-0008 if you want to give us a shout. Lots of reasons to do that. We'll tell you about as we go along. But it's always an opportunity to play this. When you get anything that involves two people with a different view.
Having a row.
Having a bit of a burning.
Oh, you couldn't even, if only there was some famous music associated to Sherlock Holmes. We'd be laughing. If you haven't heard this at this stage, God knows where you've been. You've been under a rock or something, but
I should have tried to dig out Celebrity Deathmatch, shouldn't I? Remember the MTV thing?
Yeah,
that Celebrity Deathmatch.
Because that's, this is just, I have to admit, it's over my head a little.
Yeah, I'm not sure you're the target audience.
I'm definitely not the target audience, but I can tell you I've never seen a news story go so far, so wide, so fast, ever. Ever. Colleen Rooney has become Super Sleuth. She's the Columbo of the Red Tops.
Oh, why didn't I play the Columbo? I love Columbo. Go ahead.
She is the Columbo of the Red Tops. She's going to be out there fighting crime and stuff now. Wait, you see, the Criminal Assets Bureau have been on to her to say, we need your help in trapping down big gangsters and where they're getting their money from. So basically the deal is this. She released
a short story.
It's like a short story on her Twitter yesterday, right? And the first person to show it to me was Mike. I came out and Mike goes, look at this. And he showed it to me and I was like, well, yeah, and I read it. And it didn't really sink in. And he goes, well, I think it's pretty shocking anyway. You know, I was like, well, okay. I didn't get it.
Yeah.
But he was on to something. The second I sat in the car, I was just there going, oh my God, the whole world is talking about this.
Yeah. Because she was basically publicly outing somebody for being one of those, what do they call them? You know, those kind of...
A grass.
You can't really call them a kiss and tell.
A leak. She's a leak in the system or whatever. Yeah. A deep throat. Isn't that what they call it? I think it might be. So here's what she put out on Twitter. So she put up, this has been a burden in my life for a few years now, and finally I've gotten to the bottom of it. For a few years, someone who I trusted to follow me on my personal Instagram account has been consistently informing the Sun newspaper of my private posts and stories. It's an Instagram account. Like, how... Anyway. There has been so much information given to them about me, my friends, my family, all without my permission or knowledge. After a long time of trying to figure out who it could be, I had a suspicion. To try and prove this, I came up with an idea. I blocked everyone from viewing my Instagram, except one account. One is in capital letters. She knows how to sell a story. I'll tell you that one.
Yeah.
Over the past 5 months, I have posted a series of false stories to see if they made their way into the Sun newspaper. And you know what? They did. Now I know for certain which account, individual, it's come from. I have saved and screenshotted all the original stories, which clearly show just one person has viewed them. It's Rebecca Vardy's account.
Oh my God!
Unbelievable. Now, that was followed
Vardy's
by...
Vardy's missus.
Yeah, Rebecca Vardy. Whatever they are, I don't know. Never heard of either of them. Well, I heard of your man. Plays for Leicester. I never knew of his wife at all. Until yesterday. Now she's all over. Now she's the wicked witch of social media. Essentially, the Sun went into a scramble and started to delete the stories that they had leaked yesterday.
Oh, really?
Which was a bit of a thing. I'm reading this in the Sun now. They don't mention that, funny enough. But
they
start
deleting the stories.
I was looking at it on
them.
Twitter. Yeah, so they were deleting the stories then that were Rebecca
contentious.
Well, the ones that were falsely put up there by Colleen to see if they'd appear. But anyway, we thought maybe they'd go to ground, hide, because, you know, not say anything. But she bit back. Rebecca Vardy has bit back, and she has a statement that goes, "As I have said to you on the phone." What would you give to have heard that phone call?
Yeah.
Well, I bet she was like Conor McGregor's sister. Do you remember that time?
Yeah.
Who do you think your neck are you to say those things about me? Do you remember that one?
Yeah.
It must have been like that. I wish you'd called me if you're taught this. I never speak to anyone about you. Over the years, various people have had access to my Insta, and just this week I found I was following people I didn't know and have never followed myself.
Convenient, that one. Not buying it.
I'm not being funny, but I don't need the money. What would I gain from selling stories on you? I liked you a lot, Colleen, and I'm so upset that you have chosen to do this, especially when I'm heavily pregnant. No idea what that has to do with anything,
exactly.
But there it is. I'm disgusted that I'm even having to deny this. You should have called me the first time this happened. So there you go.
Wow.
So
proper celebrity wag death match.
Sounds like Vardy's full of poop now. But like, this is the thing. Do we know? Does she let people access her accounts? Does she have people posting for her? You know what I mean? I don't know. Is that what influencers do? Do they share their account details?
I think this might be the first type of this story we've ever done on this show.
It is a
scam. We never normally get embroiled in any of this stuff.
No, never at all. And it went totally over my head. Now that I'm talking about it, I'm sort of getting into it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But I do want to see where, like, it's kind of, you want to see where it goes now. You want to see them keep fighting publicly. Because if they don't fight publicly, what's the point?
Exactly.
At this stage.
Because that's what it is. Ultimately, at the end of the day, this is all about air entertainment. That's what it boils down to.
It kind of does. In a way, that's kind of what it's become.
Because even like on the WhatsApp coming in, Tracy in Galway was on to say the best thing she saw on Twitter was Vardy, she wrote.
Right? Just loads.
There you go. Right. And then in fairness, this is the one I like the most. Susanna was on to say the best one she heard was Wagatha Christie.
Yeah, they're also calling it a Roo Dunnett. Like, you know what I mean?
It's
great to see two people. There's nothing better, though, than seeing someone snared rapping.
Yeah.
Isn't there? When someone's been up to shenanigans, acting the go, and then they get snared rapping, and watching them having to kind of lie their way into an even bigger hole. It's something amazing.
Square them on the hook kind of thing.
Oh, yeah. It's an amazing thing. It's like when you...
But the weird thing about it is such a huge story, gone everywhere, as you said, took off like an absolute rocket in all directions. And ultimately, at the end of the day, what will be the outcome?
Who knows?
But no, but realistically, it'll turn into what? Nothing.
Yeah, nothing, yeah.
It'll be like, just, you know, it'll be, oh my God, and then it'll be nothing at all.
It's just entertaining while it lasts, because it's like when you catch a kid doing something, you go in and like everything's been knocked down, there's a broken glass or whatever. And what happened? And the kid goes, I don't know, what happened? Okay, I'm going to tell you what happened, right? Now, first of all, let's just, it wasn't me, right?
Yeah, big boy.
But a burglar who could fly came out of the chimney, right? And he had a pet bat. And then the bat was thirsty, obviously. You're like, was it you? No. And then the bat knocked the glass over. And the man said, I have to clean it up. And I said, my dad's going to kill you. And he flew away.
Wilson Phillips, hold on here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. 21 and a half minutes past 7 o'clock. John from Cork has been on. Say that whole situation with Colleen Rooney and Rebecca Vardy and all that sort of stuff. And Colleen exposing her should be called.
Yeah.
Colgate.
That's very good.
Colgate, good lord.
It's great. That's the thing as well with stories like this, because they're not hugely serious stories. You do get the opportunity to have a bit of crack like that with them.
Yeah.
I will say, whoever it is, these people that come up with these puns all the time, people like our Magic Mike, they need to be applauded. Because
yeah.
this is their best
sub editors in tabloid newspapers and all that have to dream up those mad headlines.
This is their World Cup.
Like. Oh, yeah.
This Colin
Manna
Rooney
from
story,
heaven.
It is the World Cup of puns in the Red Tops today. Yeah, I'm telling you. That they're all over the place.
All over. Right, listen, we've got plenty more still to come, of course. On the way later this hour, about a half an hour's time, we're going to have a crack at 880 quid on the hit bit. That's to come. Also, we'll be giving you the chance to win David Gray tickets for his gig in the Three Arena next April. In a slightly unusual manner, well, I think you'll be okay. I think you'll be able to win them. I don't think it'll prove too challenging for you.
Well... Yeah, well, I just heard what we're going to do and brace yourself is all I'm saying.
That's got to happen. More details about how you can bring a loved one home, courtesy of Flavins. Today's International Porridge Day. Actually, our Eclipse Cross crew are out and about today. They're going to be doing samplings, I think, somewhere. Let's find out with the details from Magic Mike. I think they're heading off somewhere.
You'll be able to
kind of catch up with them and hang out with them and blag free gear.
Scab free things off them. Absolutely. That's what most people want.
That's what it's all about, buddy. What it's all about. Yeah, World Porridge Day today. And, of course, all this week, giving you a chance to bring somebody home, courtesy of Flavins. $2,000. Towards the cost of bringing a loved one home. More details of that on the way as well. Big Mountain Baby, I Love Your Way. It's almost 21 minutes to 8 o'clock. Got the hit bit on the way, of course. 087-188-0008 if you fancy having a play. Don't give us your guess. Just let Magic Mike know that you're interested in having a go. And he could give you the call back. 087-188-0008 on the WhatsApp. In the meantime, it's time to do a bit of millennial bashing, is it?
Well, no, I don't think so.
I wasn't sure what you were lining up there.
If anything, I think I have something
sympathy.
Very simple. Finally, we found sympathy to the millennials out there. At least I have. So now they say, right, calling on a phone is pretty much becoming a very outdated way to communicate.
True.
It really is. Actually picking up the phone, calling a number and saying hello and then dealing with something on the spot. It's for the old ones, man. It's for the old ones. And it's for people my age and even your age. That's the carry on of them. Is this needing to hear a voice? Because smartphones have become such a constant part of our lives now.
So are you saying we're the sort of outliers here? We're the exception to the rule? Because we would much rather text.
Yeah.
Or find some form of like non-verbal communication.
I'd do anything not to talk to you.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, thanks.
That's not true. I like talking face to face,
but I would be the same. I mean,
but I wouldn't answer the phone.
I would never make a phone call if I thought a text would suffice.
Never, and I'd never answer a phone. It's the modern day. We have busy lives. We're all trying to fit a million things into one, and then someone thinks they can just snap you out your day.
Do you ever get that from your mates? I get that from my mates. This thing of like, you never answer your phone. You never. I don't know why you bother having a phone.
I used to make up excuses, but now I just go, yeah, I don't answer the phone.
Yeah. I often pick up the phone, look at it, see that it's one of my mates, and put it back down again without answering it.
You know this, I was calling you yesterday. I know, yeah.
Yeah.
You didn't answer the phone. Of course I didn't answer the phone. Why couldn't you just text me? I don't want to talk to you. I'm in the middle of stuff.
And then you get the lads to take it full blown, kind of, you have to fall out with me or something? What's it?
I just didn't
want to talk to you. I just wanted to do something else.
I was in the middle of something else.
I was watching the telly. I was having something to eat.
Maybe I was talking to someone else. Did you want me to be rude to them and talk to you instead? Is that what you wanted?
Yeah.
So there you go. And now they're saying that it's now become actually daunting to talk on the phone. It's become a daunting task for younger people. Because younger people have never communicated by phone. It's never been a thing. They've always texted. They've always used social media. They've used the Twitters or the what now, of course. WhatsApp is the thing that everybody uses because it's absolutely free. And that means one in four people make fewer than 5 mobile calls a month. Which I'd say I make less.
I was going to say, I can't imagine you making
phone
calls.
I make less.
You might receive 5 in a month that you'd actually answer. They're generally business related.
I wouldn't imagine actually answering 5 calls now, to be honest, in a month. So that's more than one a week, man. Like,
yeah,
seriously.
Right. You're right, I'm being extravagant.
Like, I'm not even messing, I book phone calls in. So if I have a gig and they say, oh, the people booking you want to talk to you, I go, right. And then they go, well, listen, get them to call me on Friday because I have no intention of talking on the phone until then.
Right.
I'd be doing that.
So you need to psych yourself up for
a phone
conversation.
I need 2 days at 2 o'clock and then I'd be there. I have to set alarms and all.
Yeah.
That when it goes off, it goes, you know, phone call coming in 5 minutes. I'm like, oh, Jesus, yeah.
Do you not find that hang over you then?
It does, yeah.
Oh, I have this phone call coming in 2 days.
It does. It does. It does. And then I'd be going out with the dogs and I'd be going for a walk and then the alarm, I'm like, oh, fuck, I have to wait around now. This person's got monotone to me for 15 minutes.
Yeah, you walk over, you see PJ sitting in the corner of the office or whatever, sitting by his desk, and he's looking a bit glum, and you go over and you go, you all right, man? Is there any... Did you get bad news? Yeah. Apparently I'm going to have to take a phone call on Friday.
Yeah.
Oh, man. God, I feel for you.
Could last 15 or 20 minutes, Jim. I'm a bit worried about it. So this is it. The rise of smartphone social media suggests that people find it just quicker, easier to chat by text message and apps and all of that crack. It still says that the old text speak is very popular, you know, as in...
The one I can't do.
The one that nobody should do.
Yeah.
I mean, at least if you're not going to talk to somebody, at least spell correctly. That's correct. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. I think that's
where my duty of care begins. It's like, I'm not going to give you a see you later, L-A-T-R. No. Later. L-A-T-E-R. Full stop. Thank you. You're going to understand. At least we can speak clearly to each other that way.
I'm with you on that.
And of course, then it goes back to now that people can actually type faster than they can talk anyway. Yeah. They make a point much more concise. They can type.
Nobody can type faster than you can talk.
Well, okay, grand. Yeah, that's true, yeah. For someone who, like, in fairness, you're right. You're making a good point. For someone who never shuts the hell up, you think I'd actually like a phone call every so often.
Classic hits.
And now, the Hit Bit with the National Card Centre. If it's carding you want, then you're on the right track. See nationalcardcentre.ie.
Hit Bit. It's a bit of a really famous hit. It's a bit, just a bit from a classic hit. But what hit is it?
Hit Bit. Nicely done. Very nicely warbled.
Yeah, we are into it. It is 880 quid this morning. Not a bad sum of cash at all, to be quite honest with you. I'd say we're going to tip it onto the 900 because that's how generous myself and Jim are.
You better believe it.
But let's do this. It's Niall McGarrigle in County. Oh, my God. It's a Mayo man. How are you, Niall?
How's it going, PJ?
Not too
steady
bad.
Steady now. Calm yourself, Niall. Don't get too irate talking to PJ there.
I heard all the slagging from him on about Mayo and stuff, so I'm trying to try and keep it down low.
That's it, yeah.
I don't think I've ever said anything bad about Mayo, neither.
Oh, my God.
How are you getting on this morning, Niall? You all good?
All good, yeah. Keeping quiet.
Yeah, yeah, good stuff. We're nearly at the weekend now. Have you any plans ahead?
No, just go back to Mayo again.
Go back to Mayo again.
I'm down in Galway at the minute.
Okay. So work is Galway, is it? Or are you just...
Yeah, work is Galway and back to Mayo every evening.
Oh, God. You should do something nice in the evening for a change.
Oh, my God. I want to repeat the final.
Jeevers. Right, so, Niall, let's do our best for you. What do you think it is?
Brian Adams, Summer 69.
Summer 69. Right, so what do you reckon, Mike?
Niall, please forgive me. It's wrong. Sorry about that.
Worth the guess.
Well, absolutely worth the guess, Niall. Listen, thanks for having a go. Keep at us.
Take care of yourself, man.
Cheers. Yeah. Bye-bye.
Right, Niall, thanks a million. We'll see you later. Okay, who else? I've no name for the second one. Mike, what's the crack?
I'll have you. No, it is Jennifer Duffy, actually.
Jennifer Duffy. How are you, Jennifer?
How's it going?
Not too bad at all. Jennifer, how are you?
Grant. Not bad at all.
Are you hiding under a table or something there?
Yeah, I'm hiding up in the room
because
the kids are all killing each other.
Oh, right. There was definitely something going on.
You see, now that's the secret to good parenting. Right?
It is, yeah.
What you do is when the kids are killing each other, you don't get involved. You go and you hide in another room.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
You're
that's
dead, right,
it. Jennifer. Absolutely, Jennifer.
And then when it all goes wrong, you rock out and go, what the hell? I tore me back for 2 seconds.
Yeah. What was that all about, huh?
Right, so Jennifer, let's try and give you a few quid. What do you think it is?
I think it's James Morrison and A Wonderful World.
Wonderful World, right.
Yeah, not a bad tune,
it is a good tune, actually.
Unfortunately, it is wrong, but as I tell everyone, give it a go tomorrow. Just ring in, you give me something, and then we put you on the air and we hopefully get it right. PJ doesn't understand it.
I don't get it.
You know that line. You give me something.
Oh,
didn't do. He still doesn't get it. And we're at
I thought that was a different fella.
I don't put him down as a James Morrison fan.
No, he's probably not your typical.
James Morrison was the singer from The Doors.
Jennifer, get back to those rowing kids. Have a good day.
Thanks a lot.
Cheers.
See you later, Jennifer. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Right, so there you go. Someone I've never heard of.
I thought Mike and myself did a pretty good rendition of James Morrison.
Well, I knew the song when you sang it, all right, yeah.
There you go. At least it was
intelligible in some way.
Intelligible?
Yeah.
What did you think of that singer? Well, he was intelligible, I suppose.
I said it was an intelligent effort.
You're not all highbrow at all, but you're intelligible.
I don't know if it's the right word.
I don't know if it's the correct word either.
Right. Actually, speaking of intelligible singers, David Gray tickets on the way after 8 o'clock. But we found the most unintelligible way of trying to get you to win them. To be perfectly honest, this has to be heard to be believed.
I don't like that, dude. You're slagging me as if I've no intelligibility here at all.
Not at all. You are the most intelligibility person I've ever met.
Thank you. It's about time someone says.
Yeah, Anastasia, I'm out of love here at Classic Hits. 9 minutes past 8 o'clock. Thanks for hanging out with us, folks. Thanks for waking up happy with PJ and Jim on this Thursday, October 10th, Friday's Eve. Touching distance of the weekend. We're nearly there. Hang in there. By the way, actually, if you're on your commute today and you take in the Point Village, okay, if that's, and you know, if you stroll by it or you drive by it or whatever, watch out for the Eclipse Cross crew, actually, because they're around there at the moment and they're actually celebrating World Porridge Day with Flahavans, and they're doing some free samplings. You can get your hands on some free porridge.
Free porridge, oh my goodness. Yeah, so they're out there at Point Village, head down if you're... If you're around that way at all.
Absolutely. So
you'll see them anyway.
That's where they are. Point Village, the Eclipse Cross crew there with Flahavans. And of course, we'll give you more details of our Flahavans competition. Big one, because it happens tomorrow, of course, the winning phone call.
Damien's giving it all away, yeah?
Yeah, $2,000 to bring somebody home, a loved one home from overseas. So we'll give you more details about that a bit later on. In the meantime, though, all this week, right, we've been giving you the chance to get your hands on tickets for David Gray. He's performing next April at the Three Arena. It's the 20th anniversary of the White Ladder album.
Yeah, the White Ladder album, which I still just can't believe that's 20 years old. My God. Oh, my. I actually think I'm going to pass you out. I think I'm going to be the first person to defy time and age faster than anybody else. That's how old that makes me feel, knowing that album is 20 years old.
Because it was significant for you.
Yeah, I was doing stand-up about it and everything when it came out first. Oh, my God, yeah. So there you go.
Right, so it's tickets for David Gray, and we decided we'd give you an opportunity to win them by, well, kind of picking up on what PJ used to slag David Gray about during his stand-up, because when he was doing stand-up all those years ago, when David Gray kind of burst onto the scene, he felt that David Gray had a very specific kind of voice, didn't you?
He sounds like an old goat, or like one of those Dublin lads, you know, the ones.
Yeah.
All right, man. What's the stadium? Oh. Yeah,
so it's that sort of...
Can I have a go? Okay. You know, it sounds like... So I don't know. I used to do stand-up based on many... Whoa, up 20 years ago, obviously. Dear, oh dear, Jim.
Dear, oh dear is
right. The time is hurting me, Jim. I need a massage or something.
So to win the tickets to see David Gray at the Three Arena next April, you have to tell us whether it's David Gray or David Goat.
Oh, for God's sake.
I know, he didn't say it. Look, it's...
I love this.
It's not highbrow enough for you with your intelligibility and all that.
Of all the silly things we've done, I think this might top it off, to be honest
with
you.
Do you reckon?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
So let him have it.
So we're going to give you a straightforward A or B, all right? You'll just WhatsApp A and your name, or B and your name, to 087-188-0008, okay?
So which one is David Gray?
And which one is David Goat? All right, so is David Gray... A. Or is David Gray B? It's pretty tough, isn't it? I better give you that one again.
This is like... I'm the tinker. I used to laugh at the Late Late Show and all of those when they'd have a quiz. What's the capital of France? Is it Paris?
F.
Pompeii or Rome. You know, I used to laugh at all of those. And then we have to... Give us a shot.
This is tough.
Because it is close now.
This
yeah.
is tough.
So give us a shot. What's the first one again?
Is David Gray A... or B... That could be touch and go.
I mean, in fairness, there is... I get the goat ability on both of them. But you know something? I think I have it nailed. I think I know.
Ah, yeah, but you're a DJ, for God's sake. You've got expert knowledge.
Don't you dare accuse me of being an expert in anything.
David Gray, Sail Away, here at Classic Hits 20 to 9. Thanks for waking up happy with PJ and Jim on this Thursday. And of course, tickets for David Gray up for grabs again today on the show. He plays the 2nd of April at the Three Arena. Of next year, 2020. Tickets officially going on sale this Friday, tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. But we've had them for you to win this week before you can even buy them. And it was an interesting one today. You had to identify David Gray from sort of like a musical lineup.
A very difficult. Very difficult, I think you'll admit, yeah?
Yeah, because you had to decide. It was a straight A or B choice as to whether David Gray was A or B. Now, to be fair...
Oh, I mean, it's so hard to separate
just
them.
About... I think just about most people got it right.
I think that's as close, like, as, you know, Ronan Keating and my impersonation of them are. I think they're about as close as each other. That's how hard it was. Very hard. Yeah, so there you go.
Or Ronan Keating and Nelson Mandela in your case.
Have we read out the winner of this?
Go ahead, why not?
Before we get into Nelson Mandela and I get all sorts of inappropriate... Mia Fitzgerald in Dublin is the winner. Well done. I don't know how you did it, but you had the audible abilities that could separate David Gray from an actual living goat off the internet.
Obviously a very special ear, and obviously a big David Gray fan to be able to discern that.
Yeah, so there you go. Fair play. Well done.
So Mia Fitzgerald's tickets are yours today. We'll have another pair on the show tomorrow. Of course, they officially go on sale for everybody at 9 a.m. tomorrow morning. But, I mean, it just to show you how difficult that competition was.
Yeah.
Right? I want you to have a little listen to this, just to see, you know, how they very basically blend together. Sail away with me, honey. Put my heart in ya. Sail away with me, honey. I mean, that bit at the end there, it's
I will say, like, it's amazing.
Same person.
The goat is actually in tune. I'll give the goat points for being in tune.
Yeah, and his timing was impeccable.
It just sounds like his phone is going off, in fairness, when you hear the two of them going like that, doesn't it?
The Breakfast Table Quiz.
It's time for the Breakfast Table Quiz. Win the best prize out there is. Try to get the biggest score. Hope the next goal gets the more. It's the Breakfast Table Quiz.
With Julie Kilmartin's Educational Services in Ennis and Limerick. For exam success, it's got to be julies.ie.
Now, the Gourmet Food Parlour have Christmas covered. They want to celebrate the festive season in all sorts of ways. They can provide Christmas parties. They can do catering, even if it's in your own home or maybe in your office or workplace you want to do your thing. If you're looking for gift ideas, they've got Christmas hampers, gift vouchers, all of that sort of stuff. And of course, this week to celebrate all of that, which you can check out on their website, by the way, gourmetfoodparlour.com. If you want to get all the information about whatever it is you're looking for, parties, gifts, anything like that, Christmas related at the Gourmet Food Parlour, gourmetfoodparlour.com. But a Christmas party for up to six is our prize.
The more said about the food, the better. The less said about Christmas, even better still. But that's what it is. 11 to score to beat. So 12 or more is what we need to put you into the lead in the Breakfast Table Quiz this morning. Greg in Kildare is going to have a go. How are you, Greg?
How are you doing?
Not too bad. Greg, how are you getting on?
Grand, thanks very much.
Yeah, almost a weekend ahead. I'm getting so ahead of myself. I've never looked forward to a weekend so much. Have you any plans?
Yeah, going to Scotland.
Oh, really? Lovely. Yeah, what's that for?
Just gone out to see my sister-in-law.
Oh, good stuff.
Nice one.
Very nice.
Enjoy
right,
that.
So let's try and send you away with a Christmas thing to look forward to.
Flight at 7 in the morning. So I'm not looking forward to it. Whatever.
Anyway. Right, let's see how you get your head around this, Greg. The best of luck with it. If we get 12 out of you, you'll be in very good shape heading into Friday. I can tell you that for nothing. So the best of luck. 60 seconds. Ready to go?
Yep.
Right, let's do it. Here we go.
A giant anaconda is what kind of animal?
Snake.
Which group are living next door to Alice in 1976?
Don't know.
Smokey, the olfactory sense is better known as what sense?
Don't know.
Smell, which physicist and mathematician formulated the law of gravitation?
I haven't got a clue.
Isaac Newton, silk is obtained from the cocoon of which creature?
Spider.
The silkworm, what in American slang is your John Hancock?
Your name.
It is, I'll give you that. Which fashion item has a tongue and an instep?
Chill.
Yeah, that Don't Impress Me Much was a hit in 1999 for what Canadian female singer?
Don't know.
Shania Twain. Which comedian's characters include Borat and Ali G?
I haven't got a clue.
Sacha Baron Cohen. Ruud Gullit played football for what country?
Holland.
Which Dutch seaport provided the title of a 1996 pop hit for the band The Beautiful South?
Amsterdam.
It's Rotterdam.
Ah,
I tell you something, you got tackled there with some really hard questions.
Heck,
the hardest ones of the week by far, I think.
Yeah.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, I'll tell you,
I'll have a family Christmas dinner. Look forward to it.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that's true, yeah.
Mind you, I wasn't sure where Greg was going to go with that one about your John Hancock.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm very happy he got it right. Anyway, fair play to you, Greg. Listen, thanks for having a go. By the way, you got 1, 2, 3, 4 correct answers on that one.
Rubbish.
Just not at all. They were tough.
They weren't easy.
They were tough, Greg. Listen, take care of yourself, man. Have a good day. Enjoy Scotland, by the way.
Thank you.
Cheers,
see you later, Vass. Have a good one.
This is the PJ and Jim in the Morning Catch Up Podcast. Catch PJ and Jim live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on Classic Hits.